Hi, you guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Gather and Grow podcast. My name is Libby Robinson, and I'm your host, and I'm super duper excited about this episode. We have Rachel Nothnagel on the podcast. She has an Instagram account where she just shares scripture, and it's super inspiring, and that's how I found her. And so I'm super pumped to have her on here today. She's super passionate about helping women get into the Word and finding resources to help them with that, and she also, something really cool about her, she's the head of Bible sales at her local Bible bookstore, and she also reviews Bibles, which I think is so, so cool. So I'm very excited to get to hear from her today. So Rachel, thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Thank you. So do you want to tell us a little bit more about yourself? Maybe tell us a little bit more about the whole reviewing Bibles thing.
Yeah, for sure. So, my name is Rachel. I live in Springfield, Missouri. I have been a Christian since I was about 5 and just have always felt the presence of the Lord with me since I accepted him. And I'm very, very passionate about connecting women with resources that will help them study God's word. I think that it's so important to have women all over the world in God's word daily.
Yeah.
And so that is my main passion. But yeah, I do work at a Bible bookstore where I sell Bibles. I order them in from publishers and review them sometimes too.
Yeah.
And it's just an incredible opportunity because I'm turning 21 next month and I've already already got all this, you know, going. And I don't think
yeah.
to brag, but just to say that like God has moved in my life so much in the past few years. And so I review Bibles for Christian Standard Bible. And that's been really fun.
That's so neat.
I have a great time doing what I do. And then on my Instagram, I get dozens and dozens of messages every day wanting to know how, you know, you can read the Bible deeper, how to start reading the Bible, how to start an Instagram page for Bible journaling. And I'm a biblical studies major. And yeah, that's what I'm doing.
That's awesome. I love it.
And just like a very like variety of questions every day that I get.
Your testimony, how you came to the Lord and what he's done in your life, if you wanted to share a little bit about that.
Yeah, for sure. So in my testimony, like the video on Instagram TV, I talked a lot about how Satan has had strongholds in my life throughout my life and how God has helped me overcome those, or I'm still in the middle of those places of darkness. But I grew up in a Christian home, but and my parents do love the Lord, but we went through a lot of hard times. And so I grew up believing that I was going to die at any moment. I'm still very paranoid. That's still something that God is working with me through.
Yeah.
But my parents were very into conspiracy theories. And I don't say any of this to dog on them or anything like that.
Yeah.
Because they're not like this anymore. And they know the effects. And they're very they're very apologetic.
Yeah.
I grew up thinking that the world was going to end or some soldiers were going to knock down our door and I was going to get shot or I wouldn't wake up when I went to bed. Like just a very, just a whole slew of lies, from the devil.
Yeah.
And so I still fight that a lot, but, God has given me a lot of ways to combat that. I'm in, counseling and things like that has helped me a lot. And then just mostly his word. So that started, that was throughout my childhood. But in addition to that, Satan, definitely. And so that's kind of my ministry. I go live like twice or three times a week now. The other part of my life would be I'm a student at Midwestern Baptist Theological Seminary. Had a hold on me like visually. So I would see things in my room or out the window or in the mirror. Mostly they would be like shadow figures and things like that.
So one thing I just love how your Instagram is just so saturated with the Lord. It's just, so dedicated to him. And it sounds like your life really is as well. And so one thing I had seen on your Instagram is you shared your testimony. And so I'd love if you wanted to share.
And I knew what they were because I knew Jesus at this point. And so
yeah.
I knew the light versus the darkness. I knew they were two different things. And I also knew that I could say the name of Jesus and they would disappear.
Yeah.
Because they didn't, I mean, they have to obey, but also they don't like his name. So they have to bow down to that name. And so, I'd say the name of Jesus. And that's when I started writing songs, writing music. And so those were kind of my battle cries, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Stop messing with me. I'm going to sing God's word at you and then you're going to go away. And so that was. I haven't seen anything in about 5 to 6 years and I'm praise the Lord every day. I don't see things. still every day I'm scared I'll see something. Just this morning, woke up, got ready, and I just had this little whisper from Satan saying, oh, well, when you turn around, you're going to see blah, 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 you know. And I'm like, no, like, get out. Like, you have no room here.
Yeah.
So you just have to, I don't know, for me, I've had to just say, like, quit. And, like, you don't have that power. And so just holding on to Christ and his love and his sacrifice and keeping the cross close helps immensely. And then I'm trying to think through my testimony on the video. Let's see. Yeah, so that's pretty much how, like, Satan has, like, attacked me, like, very, very strongly compared to – I mean, I know other people have been through hard things, too. But just compared to, like, other women my age that I've talked to, like – this is, like, very extreme. But yeah, then let's see, when I was 16, my sister passed away very suddenly in a car accident, and I had never even lost, like, a goldfish. Like, I had never lost a cat or a pet or any type, and let alone someone so close to me, you know. And so I have 9 older siblings, my sister was the third, and she was the oldest girl, and so I was very close with her. She was 12 years older than me, but very close. And so really suddenly I didn't get to say goodbye to her. And I remember sitting in my room that day, and I was at my desk, and there was no one to comfort me because all of my family members were in pieces. And I was sitting at my desk, and I was thinking and talking to God, and I just thought, I could so say that you don't exist right now, God. Like, with all of this crap that you're bringing in to my family, and, like, my sister is gone, like, I could just completely say that either you don't exist or you don't care, therefore you're not worthy of following. And then I also, you know, I sat in that for a few minutes, and then a few minutes later I was like, or I could give you my heartbreak and my grief. I could hand that over to you, and then I wouldn't have to be alone. And I liked that option a lot better. And so I chose that. And when I say I chose that, I truly believe that God chose me.
For sure.
I didn't choose him. And so, although I was saved at 5 years old, I had this very big, I guess you could call it a rededication. It's not like I went off the rails. Like, I wasn't a rebellious kid, but I had this moment that day that my sister died of saying, like, this is real life. Like, Jesus is real life. And so I, that day, this kind of goes into how I started Bible journaling. That day, I had to get out of my house. I was just like, I grieve very weird. Like, I need to be around people. I had to get out. And so got in my friend's car, and we went to a bookstore here where I live, and I found a journaling Bible because I had been wanting one, but I was just in this moment of I need God right now. And so bought a journaling Bible, and I started journaling then, and I haven't stopped. So
that's great.
And, you know, I've been writing in my journal and things like that, and writing songs as a kid, but this was my first journaling Bible, and, like, this kind of put all my painting together and, like, all my creative outlets all in one place. And so that's when I started doing that. And then about 2 years ago, I was diagnosed with a rare chronic illness that is very limiting in my physical abilities. And so I can't pick anything up over 10 pounds. I can't put my arms above my head, do anything for myself. I lose feeling in my right side a couple times a day. And which makes it really hard when you're selling Bibles.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Just on a light note, I'm really curious. but yeah, there's no, like, cure or treatment. I will just live with it. And so it's called, if you want to know, it's very hard to say, but it's called neurological thoracic outlet syndrome. And I have peripheral neuropathy as well. And so, my nerves are pretty much dead in my right side. So there's that. But that has also just, like, taught me so much about leaning on God, like, physically as well. Of, like, I'm limited, but he is not. And also, like, it helped me ask for help so much more. Like, I was that girl that never asked for help. Like, I was going to get this thing done, you know, whatever it is, like, if it killed me, you know. And then I was diagnosed with this, and it was just, like, my whole world stopped. And I couldn't. Sometimes I'm scared to drive, that kind of stuff. So it's just, like, so when I got that Bible, you know, the day my sister died, I actually started reading it for myself. Wow, what a concept. Reading the Bible for myself. I found, and I've been reading the Bible since I was a kid, I found Psalm 126. And it is a beautiful picture of how when we give God our feelings, he gives us joy and in return. Let me open my Bible really quick because I have some notes on this. Please do. Here we go. So Psalm 126 is how like the Lord restored the fortunes of his people after they were in exile. So they had just gone through a terrible experience. You know, people dying, they were in pain, they didn't have enough food. I mean, you can go, like, the list goes on. They were in a terrible situation. And they're talking about how when God delivered them and restored everything that they had, they said that they were, it was like living a dream. And I read this that day going, what? I don't have a dream. Like, no, this is not a dream. This is a nightmare. Thank you. Yeah. Like, I don't know what you mean. And then you go on in the passage and it says, the Lord has done great things for us and we are glad. And like, they're sharing that joy with other people. And then in the end, this is how I'm going to answer your question. It says, he who goes out weeping, bearing the seed for sowing, shall come home with shouts of joy, bringing his sheaves with him. So it's saying that when we sow seeds of sadness and sorrow and those feelings of, I don't know what to do right now. When we sow those into the ground, God will reap a harvest of joy and give that in return. And so as for practicality of like, how do I do that? Like, how do I say that or whatever? That comes with spending time with the Lord. And a lot of people, including myself, I love to journal my prayers and my feelings. So if I'm feeling, I don't know how to give this to God, but I really want to, I would take out my journal and I would just tell him how I'm feeling. Like, he can handle it. He can handle his feelings. I mean, like, he can handle anything, like, including your bad feelings, you know. I have to realize that there is more to life than my physical ability, and I will be restored and renewed in eternity, and I have to hold on to that. So that was pretty much what I talked about in my video the other day, if you wanted that.
Well, I really, really love hearing, you know, your story and just the joy that you have in the Lord and the hope that you have in the Lord through all of that, because I know that that, like, I can't even imagine going through all of those things and having the outlook that you do now. I think that's just such a testimony to the Lord, that he, of how faithful he is and how much he can give us joy, you know? So I think that's such a beautiful thing. So I appreciate you sharing that. And one thing, so you're talking about, you know, just all these struggles with, and one, we really like to talk about practical application on the podcast and like, okay, well, here's what we have. Now, what do we do with it? You know? And so I'd love to hear your thoughts on, like, how do you give over those fears or those feelings of, like, okay, this is what I'm struggling with. How do you give those to the Lord on a daily basis, if that makes sense?
Ooh, I love this question. He gives us that joy when we give him our sorrow. And then that also makes me think of Matthew 11:28, where it says, his yoke is easy and his burden is light. That when we have, like, the weight of the world on our shoulders and we just feel so heavy, he exchanges that for his light load, which is joy and peace. Practicality, that would be just talking to the Lord. I mean, I can't tell you anything else but just sitting with him and letting his, like, presence wash over you. I'm not going to give you a five-step plan how to better yourself or how to do it, other than, like, you need to be, like, with the Lord. And so
I hope that answers your question. I think that's so important, just to, like, spend time with him. I think that that's something that, you know, a lot of times we look over like, oh, okay, we'll read this book or like do this. But really what needs to happen is just to spend time with him, because he's the only one who can heal us or give us joy or anything. So I think that's such a good point.
Yeah. And you know what? Like, that can happen. That can happen with your Bible open or closed.
So true.
That can happen. Like, you can sit in the middle of your living room if you want. And stare at the wall, and he's there with you. You know, like, obviously we need his word, and I'm like the biggest advocate of that ever. But like, he's not only going to meet with you if you open your Bible. Like, he is constantly with
that's
you.
That's so true.
There's that.
I love that for sure. And then kind of just still talking about, you know, reading the word and studying the word. I kind of, before we got on here, we were talking about, you know, I think a lot of girls don't know really where to start or don't really know how to study the Bible. And so I'd love to hear, like, any just, you know, favorite methods that you use to study the Bible, or just like maybe some practical, again, practical tips of how to study the word or where to start.
Yeah. So for beginners, I recommend a method that, I mean, I would say I made it up, but it's like so easy that I feel like other people have done it too, you know, especially if you're new, I'd start reading in John or James, because they're very foundational books to scripture and just Christian, like, theology in general. But especially the book of John, because you see in the beginning, it's Jesus is the word. And so, yeah. And that's like the foundation. So I'd recommend, if you don't know where to start, that is a great place to start, is the book of John, because not only do you get a little bit of that background knowledge of like, he is the word and he has been there since the beginning, but you also get to see his, you know, his miracles, his parables and all of that too. Sure. So I would recommend John as a place to start. As far as a method, like I said, I doubt I made this up, but I would get out a journal. So let's just say I'm brand new and I'm reading the book of John. I would get out a journal and I would write out like all the chapters. So there's 21 chapters of John. And I would write out, you know, chapter one, chapter two, and just leave a little space in between and keep going. And then as I read, I just recently did this method with Isaiah. So as I read, I write down things that stick out to me or questions that I have. Or I would write down something like that I found out about God when I read that, or something I didn't know before. So like if I was reading the book of John and I was new to the Bible, and let's just say I was in John 1 and, you know, the word became flesh and dwelt among us. I would write down Jesus came down for us in flesh to be with us and to save us. And so it doesn't have to be some huge, deep like revelation. Yeah. It can literally just be he came. And that's like more than enough. And so just as long as you're writing something and thinking about it and dwelling on it. And so I did that same method with Isaiah, and I went all the way to chapter 66. And so my journal got a little fat for a little bit. But I learned so much, even though I'd already read the book of Isaiah. You can do this with books that you've already read. I already read the book of Isaiah. So the first time I read it, I went through it with a black pen. And then the second time I did it with blue. And so I was able to see the different things that God pointed out to me as I went through. So if you're new, I would definitely recommend just getting a journal. Mine is literally from Walmart. It was $3.97. Like, I'm not a fancy lady. And you can just write out how you're feeling about the passage or something you didn't see before. It doesn't have to be like this great poetic prose of like, you know, it's just your heart on paper. That's what I tell people all the time. It is your heart on paper with God.
For sure. Yeah, that's so good. I think that's, I love that method. I'm definitely going to be trying that. I think it makes it really simple.
It's so simple. That's why it's called Simple Bible, because I'm not going to give you some huge big thing to accomplish or a big, you know, book to read. You just need God's big book to read.
For sure. I love that. And then kind of, okay, so the one question, just kind of closing up, the one question that we always ask on the podcast is, what advice would you give to your high school self? And this kind of can kind of be like in studying the word or just life in general, any advice that you would, I guess, looking back, if you could say something to high school Rachel, what would you tell her?
Oh, goodness. I was actually thinking about this question on my way home from work today because I was like, I had to answer that. I felt like I was a very different person in high school. I was still, you know, a believer, and a lot of that stuff that I described in my testimony happened in high school. But I would say two main things. I would say that I don't have to please, especially men, but I don't have to please everyone. And then two, I need to be reading my Bible every single day. Because that is something I regret in high school. It's not that I, you know, I mean, I would go like a month or two without reading it and things like that. But I would definitely make that like a daily commitment. Yeah. But as for the first one, I was like very like, I don't know, I really wanted a boyfriend for a long time. And like, I just sought like approval from men, whether that like would be like my guy friends who are just friends, or it would be like, I want that particular guy to look at me or like whatever. And there's just so much more to life than getting a guy's attention. And I did not resonate with me when I was in high school. And so apparently I just didn't think on that enough. But thanks so much for having me. I really enjoyed this.
Thank you.
I guess mine would just be to like not focus on guys so much. Because although I wasn't like outwardly like, I think I went on like 2 dates in high school. Like, I'm telling you, I was not outwardly like, you know, pouncing around. Yeah. But like in my heart and my mind, I desperately wanted somebody to think I was beautiful and like to want to be with me and all this stuff. And like, we already have that with God.
So true.
Like thy maker is thy changeless friend. Mm. That is a quote by Elizabeth Elliot, who's my favorite author. And she talks about how we don't need other, I mean, obviously we need community, but we don't need somebody's affection because we have God's affection.
Yeah.
And like Isaiah 54 says that he is our husband. Thy maker is thy husband. And so I think I would have liked to realize that no man could ever fulfill the love that I feel in Christ. And so that would be the first thing. And then the second thing would be to read daily and have a plan, or one of my Bible reading plans. Or honestly, I think about this all the time, how I talk with teenage girls all the time. I just wish that there was, you know, something like this when I was a teen. Yeah. Not just my page, but like my friends' pages who are doing the same things as me. Because like, I would have loved to be encouraged, like on this podcast, even like I would have totally listened to this. Just like, I wish that I would have at least like reached out and tried to find like resources like these, but just make an effort with God and to meet with him. And so those would be my two things that either I would like regret doing, or just I would change in the future. But now I'm married, so I don't have to worry about about that. So it's all good. It did work out well. I actually married my my first and only boyfriend that I got in high school. Great. So there you go.
So I love that. Thank you so much for sharing all of that.
Yeah, thanks so much.
So many good things there. So I really, really appreciate you just sharing all of that and just coming on here and sharing your heart. It means a lot.